pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to your Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account as well. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. If you look at the pinned tweet on that account, you will see the profit and loss spreadsheet for the month of January, where we landed clients over £3,000, £3,094 to be exact, which once converted is just shy of $4,000. So a monster month again, bolstered by making nearly 15 units from NFL futures. And we capped off an incredible NFL season by delivering a 13-5 Super Bowl card, which of course included taking the winners on the money line, no points, the winners, the Kansas City Chiefs, winning it once again. So a phenomenal month in January, another strong month in February. We have now delivered 128 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is for a decade plus an additional 8 months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. I've been 128 months undefeated. All the spreadsheets are there for you to have a look at. As I said, the month of January is pinned. The previous month will always be the pinned tweet on that X account, but you can find all the other spreadsheets by scrolling down or by simply heading over to the lockbetting.com website. If you have any questions whatsoever, just fire me across those questions over at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. I do want to post some free plays on that account for you guys, but I do need some engagement. So have a look at that P&L profit and loss spreadsheet. It is the pinned tweet. Give it a like, give it a retweet, show your appreciation, and I will drop some free plays on the at LockBettingX account. Maybe even as early as this Champions League round of 16, which we're going to cover here now. Before we do that, let me quickly have a look at the futures markets. We did do a futures show a few weeks ago, which would be a little bit more in depth than what we're going to do now, because we're simply going to run through what the futures are, see if there have been any changes. There shouldn't be any significant ones. other than the fact that, of course, over in the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich do look like they might end up dropping the league to Bayer Leverkusen. So I'm looking for a little bit of line movement from them, but there hasn't been anything significant. It's just been them dropping from 9-2 to 5-1. City is still the 2-1 plus 200 favourites, with Bayern at 5-1, as I mentioned. Real Madrid are in a little bit at 11-2, but they're just at the same price as Arsenal, who are also at 11-2, which I found ridiculous. I did outline that on the previous future show that we did, but I still find it ridiculous to see Real Madrid with their Champions League pedigree priced up at the same odds as Arsenal. It's a big gap then to PSG at 12-1, who I actually liked at the price. Barcelona at 14-1, but they're having a disastrous season. Atletico also at 14-1, which is big, seeing as they reached the final last year and gave Man City a game in that final. Then it's another big jump as Atletico at 28-1. It's 40-1 on Dortmund, and everybody else is bigger than 50-1. So let's move on to looking at the games here for the first round of games for the round of 16. Now, as I mentioned, we already did a future show, and on that future show, we already looked more in depth at who might qualify from these ties. So this is a show, this is an episode where we're going to be specifically looking at the matches, looking at the 90-minute matches, these first legs that are happening today and that are also happening tomorrow. Before we move on to looking at them, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, as Underdog has a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NBA, NHL and college basketball. Simply pick higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. You can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. So let's move on and look at the Champions League, and we're going to look at these first legs, beginning with Tuesday and beginning with the holders, Manchester City, who travel to Copenhagen. City are the overwhelming favourites to win here in Copenhagen, where Manchester United were beaten and where Bayern Munich were given a very, very good game by Copenhagen. City are very short at 1-4. It's 11-2 on the draw and it's 12-1 here on Copenhagen. I think City will win, but they are way too short here at 1-4 to win this game. I'm looking at a potential angle where City win by a couple of goals. I understand Copenhagen have been very strong in the Champions League, but I think City will have a strong desire to make the second leg irrelevant, given their run-in. So I think they're going to want to rest players, and they're going to be looking at the double treble, which is an absolute nightmare for Manchester United fans to get their head around, that this team could potentially do a double treble. But in order to do a double treble, you're going to want to keep your top players as fresh as possible. You've already lost Haaland and De Bruyne for a period of this season already, but you've managed to survive it. And now they've come back. And look better than ever. De Bruyne hit the ground running. Haaland took a little bit longer, but at the weekend, he was the reason they ended up getting the win against Everton. So you're going to want to keep your best players wrapped up in cotton wool for the big games. They have a huge game coming up soon away to Liverpool, which could determine who wins the league. So for City, not playing these top players for the second leg against Copenhagen will be important. At the same time, I do think there may be a little bit more in-play value in that, as I do think that Copenhagen will be a little bit more conservative here, and it may take City perhaps 20, 30, maybe even the second half to break through here. City have actually been level at the half before going on to win in three of their last four matches. And I could see the same scenario here in Denmark, as we saw at the weekend with Everton managing to keep things tight for 45 minutes as well. However, City ultimately win the game. Guardiola's men are unbeaten in 13 games, winning their last 10, and should be too strong for Copenhagen eventually. Now, I'm going to give out the minus 1.5 Asian handicap line at the start of the game, but in an ideal scenario, I would probably wait a little, as I do think it may take City some time to break this team down. They'll probably have to work hard for this victory, given that Bayern Munich could only manage two goals across their two meetings with Copenhagen. But at the end of the day, we saw once City got the breakthrough and Everton had to come out and somewhat abandon the low block, City were able to pick them off and expose those gaps and score a second goal. And I expect something similar here. I expect Copenhagen to be able to resist, but eventually City will get that breakthrough. Copenhagen will be forced then to abandon the game plan and chase the game. And that's when I think City can get the second or third goal and make this comfortable and cash your handicap selection for you. So once again, our selection is going to be City to cover a -1.5 Asian handicap line against a Copenhagen team who have been strong so far in this competition. But that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to get anything against a City side who are unbeaten in their last 9 away games in this competition and who are also on a 13-game unbeaten run, winning the last 10 straight games, which has obviously put them right bang back into the title race in England in the Premier League and just put them in a position where they can once again go for the treble, which we're calling the double treble. And City are available here at the price of 3-4 to cover the -1.5 Asian handicap line here against Copenhagen in this one. Up next, we move on to our second Tuesday game. And this one sees Real Madrid, who are probably going to be without Jude Bellingham, travelling to RB Leipzig. Madrid here are the 5-4 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw. And RB Leipzig here are available at 15-8. If Leipzig want to get through this tie, they're going to have to get something from this game. In fact, they're going to have to win this game. And that means we're going to see them on the front foot, which means that we could see goals at both ends here in this game. I think Real Madrid will ultimately end up winning out. They've won all of their Champions League group games and should be too strong for an RB Leipzig team, who I just don't think have recovered from the business that they did in the summer, which saw the likes of Nkunku and Gvardiol and Szoboszlai leaving the club. Real Madrid, though, have conceded in all of their away games in the group stage. And given that both teams have also scored in RB Leipzig's last 10 home matches, I think BTTS could be an automatic tack on here to Real Madrid winning the game. You can get Real Madrid and BTTS at a massive price here of 3-1 plus 300 given the data. And I think Real Madrid definitely score. And I just don't see how RB Leipzig don't score here as well, given the fact that that has been a selection that has cashed game after game after game. Obviously, you're not getting the best price on the selection here. BTTS individually is available at 1-2. But if you tack on the over 2.5 goals, you do improve the price to 10 to 11 minus 110. And with that, you don't need Real Madrid to win the game. Now, I do think it's worth taking Real Madrid and BTTS at plus 300 for a sprinkle. But your main play here of BTTS with over 2.5 goals is safer, as you can cash it with a draw or you can cash it with a Leipzig win, as long as 3 goals are scored and both teams do score here in this game. But as I said, we have strong, strong data for that. And RB Leipzig know it's going to be very difficult going to the Bernabeu. They do have to win this game. And I think en route to doing that, Real Madrid continue to concede as they did in every single group stage away game, whilst the BTTS run of RB Leipzig at home continues, something that has cashed in their last 10 straight games. So BTTS over 2.5 goals is my choice here. And we get that at the price of 10-11 minus 110. Before we move across to looking at Wednesday's games, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hrfbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch. thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Moving on to Wednesday, and we start with a game here between Lazio and Bayern Munich, where Bayern Munich, off the back of being absolutely smashed, it wasn't a fluke, it wasn't a counter-attacking display. Bayer Leverkusen absolutely bossed, humiliated and dominated by Munich are now in pole position to win the Bundesliga. Thomas Tuchel is fighting for his job and a Champions League exit will mean the end. I have no doubt about that. Well, he's the 4-6 favourite on the money line to win away to Lazio here. 16-5 on the draw, and Lazio here are a 4-1 home underdog. Bayern Munich look like shit at the weekends, but they absolutely need to bounce back here. But if you're scared of taking them, I don't blame you, because Lazio is a difficult place to go to. And if you watch that performance at the weekend, you probably won't even want to put 50 cents on Bayern Munich to win this game. They're coming up against a Lazio side who have suffered just one loss in their last 15 home matches. And that defeat came against the runaway leaders in Italy, Inter Milan. So that suggests to me that you need to be a top, top team and probably on top form to get something here against Lazio. So it also suggests that they may be able to frustrate Thomas Tuchel's side, who are in great danger of winning absolutely nothing this season, which is becoming a little bit of a joke across social media, as it does seem like wherever Harry Kane goes, he brings the Spurs mentality with him, which is going to be a disaster for him. I don't think he'll ever live it down. And it's not like he's going to win the Euros in 2024 with England. So I don't know what's going on with Bayern Munich, Thomas Tuchel, Harry Kane, that whole situation. But they now have 5 points to recover in the Bundesliga. They're 5 points behind Bayer Leverkusen off the back of that head-to-head loss. And now they are in a position where they desperately need to advance in the Champions League. This is a difficult game. It goes against the data with Lazio at home. It goes against everything we saw at the weekend. But I do think this side in the Champions League do find a way to win these type of games. Unless you're coming up against Manchester City, I think Bayern Munich do find a way. I still think that they are probably the second best team in the competition. I don't know what that performance was at the weekend. I think perhaps it was a little bit of a tactical shit show from Tuchel. He tried to do things that really weren't tried and tested for such a big game. It's just a case of sometimes these managers overthinking. We see that with Pep Guardiola. We saw it with Thomas Tuchel at the weekend. I mean, we see it with Shanahan in the NFL. So it's not just in this sport, it goes across all sports. And I think that's what Tuchel did at the weekend. And I'm going to give him a pass, but I'm very, very concerned. This isn't going to be the lock at the end of the show. It's just how I see the game playing out. I see Bayern Munich recovering, winning and doing what they do in the Champions League, which is getting past inferior opposition. And I think the only team that's probably not inferior to Bayern Munich in this competition is probably Manchester City. And that's why they are the favourites to win it once again. The final game that we cover here is between Paris Saint-Germain and Real Sociedad, where PSG are the 4-6 favourites to win this game at home. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 9-2 here on Real Sociedad. I was very high on the future show on PSG qualifying here. I thought they'd been given a very, very nice draw. They did not win their group. Real Sociedad did win their group. And I did think that Sociedad were a team that everybody wanted to play off the back of them surprisingly topping the group with Inter in it. So this is one of those rare instances where the runner-up has not been punished by finishing runner-up of the group and coming up against a strong group winner, because potentially they could have been playing against Bayern Munich, Manchester City or Real Madrid, and they've avoided all of those and have probably drawn themselves one of the weaker group winners. The winner of the actual group also got a good draw. Dortmund are up against PSV Eindhoven, although PSV Eindhoven are a goal-scoring machine and are absolutely steamrolling the Dutch league at the moment. But moving back to the game we're trying to cover here, PSG versus Real Sociedad. Of course, if you are the group runner-up, you play the first leg at home, and as the group winner, you get the second leg at your own ground. So in this situation, it's supposed to be advantageous to play the second leg at home, because, of course, if the game goes to extra time, you have the benefit of playing an additional 30 minutes in front of your own supporters. This means that the first leg is extra important for PSG because they are not the group winners. They are starting at home as the group runners up. And if they want to get through this tie with Sociedad and justify their favouritism to qualify, they need to win this first leg, because anything less makes Real Sociedad the favourites to qualify. Real Sociedad getting even a draw here will make them the favourites to finish the job in Spain, and thus subsequently makes it much more difficult for PSG. I think it's very important that you're getting Kylian Mbappe back, although at the weekend they showed that they were not a one-man team, as they did go on to beat Lille by 3-1 without Mbappe. But he got himself a midweek injury last week and was able to rest, and he will now be fresh for this game. And why is Kylian Mbappe so important? Well, this is because Kylian Mbappe is a player who has 30 goals in 29 appearances for PSG this season and has scored in 8 of his last 9 outings, totaling 12 goals in this period. So that's why he's so important, and he's a key man for PSG, particularly for such an important Champions League game, as Mbappe has delivered in the Champions League as well. He has netted 48 times in 45 appearances for club and country this season and thrives on a European stage, with Mbappe netting 43 goals in the Champions League, 15 of which have come in 23 knockout appearances. So he is the man for the big game. We saw that in the World Cup final, of course, and I think he'll be the man to lead PSG through, and I think they get the job done tonight. This is a PSG team who have won 11 of 13 games since they were beaten by Nice on home soil this season, and they've scored 36 goals in the process, despite the fact that I have no doubt Sociedad will come here and set up with a low block to frustrate PSG. I think they have the match winners to get the breakthrough and get the win that they need to take back to Spain. My selection here is going to be to take PSG on the money line to win this one, and we take that at the price of 4-6 minus 150. Closing out with your lock on the show, we are going to go with the last selection that we just gave out. We are going to take PSG, and we are going to take PSG as the lock here on this show. As I said, this is because I like PSG to qualify here. It would be an absolute disaster for PSG and for Kylian Mbappe and for Luis Enrique, the manager, if they weren't to qualify here from this tie and be eliminated at the hands of Real Sociedad. Real Sociedad have done very, very well to get through to this stage and particularly to win the group, but their form at the moment in Spain isn't particularly great, and that's why I think it's a good idea to fade them. They just draw too many games. They've drawn 10 of 24 games in La Liga, winning 9 and losing 5, and they currently occupy 7th spot in La Liga, just outside the European position. So nowhere near securing Champions League qualification. Again, it would be very, very embarrassing for PSG to be eliminated by this team. And if they want to put themselves in a position to qualify, they have to win this game tonight in Paris. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.